October 27th, war in translation.
Yesterday morning we heard how Maria Swami was churning yogurt, and as she was chanting the name of Krishna, remembering his childish pastimes. Maria Swami's voice is very sweet, like a cuckoo, and hearing that, Krishna must arrive there. So when Krishna woke, hearing the kirtan with his arm, he went, "Oh, mother is not here." So that Krishna who easily lifted Govardhan, who killed big demons like Jarasandha and Kams Maharaj, that Krishna found it difficult to descend from the bed. Therefore he went on his stomach first and slowly went on the ground. And he was calling, "Oh Mother, Oh Mother," but Maria Swami could not hear as she was completely absorbed in kirtan and thinking of the pastimes of Krishna. Therefore, as her eyes were closed, she was churning the yogurt, and Krishna went there. With one hand, he gripped the churning rug, and with the other hand, he placed here on her belly, on her head. Then Maria Sona thought, "Who is that?" She opened her eyes and saw Krishna. Then she became absorbed in Vatsalya Ras. We should know that there is Bhakti and also Bhakti Ras. When one's sthayi bhava, one's ecstatic permanent emotion towards Krishna is nourished by ingredients like alambam, vilambam, guripam, vilambam, then that, alambam, guripam, that creates bhakti ras. Therefore, these days people are going to Radhakund and they're taking diksha from Ananda Das Babaji Maharaj. Even though they cannot even clean themselves after passing stool, in one day they become yogis. Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, "This is impossible. As long as there are anantas present in the heart, then how one can taste bhakti ras?" When that sudasattva enters the heart in the form of sthayi bhava towards Krishna, then it's possible to remember the eightfold pastimes of Krishna, the Astakaliya Lila. Otherwise, it's impossible. Therefore, those who are rejected by the Gaudiya Mutt, they go there to Radhakund and take diksha from the Sahajas, but 90% of them are completely fallen. Therefore, we should follow the idea of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda. We should perform sadhana bhajan. Then, becoming free from anattas, we can achieve the stage of ruchi, ashakti. Then, at the stage of rati, sthayi bhava will enter the heart. Then all these things will be possible. Therefore, Mother Yasoda, she already had sthayi bhava towards Krishna. But when she saw him, then Udipan awoken in her heart, as well as the astasattvic bhavas appeared on her body, then she tasted Vatsalya Ras. Therefore, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "We have to go by sequence. Otherwise, our bhakti will simply cause disturbance and we will fall down." Therefore, the milk, Mother Krishna had desired to drink the breast milk of Krishna. Therefore, when she was feeding Krishna the milk on the stove, the milk was considering, "Alas, Mother Yasoda's breast is like Kiyasaga, the ocean of milk. It will never be finished. And also Krishna, in his stomach is unlimited universes. His hunger will also not be finished. Then where can I get a chance to perform service to Krishna?" The Kiyachetaran Kisutragila, Sri Narottam Das Thakur said, "For what happiness am I maintaining my body if I cannot serve Krishna? Then unless this desire enters the heart, then we cannot be said to be performing bhajan." As long as our mind is absorbed in thinking of materialistic things, then how one can perform the remembrance of Krishna? Therefore, the milk thought, "My existence is useless. I will give up my life." Therefore, the milk began to boil over into the stove. Therefore, Maria Soda, she put Krishna down. But Krishna was not willing to be put down. He had a great desire to drink milk. When he saw that Mother would put me down with all his energy, he strongly gripped the breast, the cloth, like the monkey, tightly bound, Madhyasoda. That Krishna, whom even Putana, with a strength of 60,000 elephants with both hands, could not put down. Madhyasoda with one hand, hey, sit. She sat Krishna down and ran to save the milk. Seeing that, Krishna became most angry. Is this bhakti? What type of bhakti is this? Then Madhyasoda will give up Krishna to save the milk. And Buddha said, this is a symptom of the topmost devotion. In the high stages of devotion, that which is related to Bhagavan and used in his service, like the devotees, like Krishna's paraphernalia, is even more dear to the devotee than Krishna. Therefore, Krishna became angry when he was put down. Therefore, he went to break the pot of yogurt. First, he tried to tip it over, but it was very heavy. Therefore, taking a small stone, Krishna made a small hole on the bottom of the pot, and yogurt spread everywhere. Then he ran away, and he saw some yogurt hanging from the roof. Therefore, he closed the door and a butter pot, and he took one grinding mortar and put upside down and climbed on that to steal the butter. Madhyasoda was following, seeing the footprints of Krishna on the ground, and taking a stick in her hand like a cat, she was creeping up behind Krishna. Krishna could tell Madhyasoda was coming because all the monkeys and crows that he was feeding began running away. Therefore, just as Madhyasoda was about to catch him, he jumped off the grinding mortar and ran. Krishna was very clever, but he was running in a zigzag way. Also, he went on the main road, because he thought, my mother will never run in public. But all the men had gone cow grazing. That time were only small boys present. Therefore, Madhyasoda ran behind him. Then Madhyasoda went too, with her stick, to pretend to beat Krishna. Then Krishna said, oh mother, don't beat me. Then Madhyasoda said, who broke the yogurt? Who broke the pot? Like in Rajasthan, the ladies wear very thick silver anklets. Or your ankle, how do you say it? Your anklet broke the pot when you ran past. I did not broke it. Who was feeding the monkeys? Then Krishna said, that person who made the monkeys, he feeds the monkeys. You are a thief. And Krishna said, in my dynasty of Nandababa, there is no thief. But in your family dynasty, there is Chod Ghosh. One thief was there. Then Madhyasoda went and beat him again. Then Krishna said, do not beat me, mother. Therefore, Madhyasoda caught him. That Krishna, who even the greatly powerful Kalyavan could not catch, who even the yogis headed by Ramaji cannot see even in meditation, that Nayamsukapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopikasika. That Krishna taught that he is bound only by pure devotion. The yogis cannot catch him. Only those who adopt the process of bhakti, they can catch Krishna. Which type of bhakti? The ragatmik bhakti of the residents of Vrindavan. And in this world who are performing sadhana bhajan under their guidance, that is called raganuga. Krishna is only bound by that type of bhakti. Therefore, we should come in the line of Raghunuga, following strictly in the precepts of the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Rupa Goswami.